Hi there, this is Aleksandra and you're listening to my podcast Angielski do kawy. Hello and welcome to my first episode of the new series that I've called Espresso. Espresso comes from the combination of the words English and espresso. As you can hear, the name of my new series of episodes is related to English and coffee, just like the name Angielski do kawy, which is the name of my podcast and business online. So how did I come up with the idea for espresso? Well, when I lived in Italy, I found out how most busy Italians like to have their coffee early in the morning. They just go to a local coffee shop, usually in a hurry, to have a cup of espresso. You know, the coffee essence, a shot of espresso just to wake up. It gives them some energy for the first part of the day. Now, I know that most of you have a hectic schedule and you don't have too much time to learn English. So here, I just want to give you your weekly shot of English, your espresso, so that you can learn something new on the fly, for example, when commuting to work, and in that way, become a more confident English speaker with more energy to keep on learning English. Because there's nothing more motivating than your own progress. Does that make sense? So these episodes will be short and sweet. They will teach you some useful phrases, some functional English, thanks to which you'll spread your wings. In every episode, we'll focus on two expressions in different contexts. I will always translate new phrases for you into Polish and give you some time to repeat them in English after me. I hope that in this way, you'll improve or brush up on your English skills faster and, of course, with pleasure. Let's get started. The first expression for today is to do somebody a favor. When you do somebody a favor, you do something kind for them, usually something that they've asked you for. For instance, could you do me a favor and pick up the parcel from the parcel locker? Now, repeat after me. Could you do me a favor and pick up the parcel from the parcel locker? Could you do me a favor and pick up the parcel from the parcel locker? The translation into Polish is: czy mógłbyś wyświadczyć mi przysługę i odebrać paczkę z paczkomatu? Now let me say it once again in English. Could you do me a favor and pick up the parcel from the parcel locker? Another example. I did her a favor and she didn't even thank me for that. I did her a favor and she didn't even thank me for that. I did her a favor and she didn't even thank me for that. Wyświadczyłem jej przysługę i nawet mi za to nie podziękowała. Now I'd like to teach you the second phrase. The second expression is to run errands. When you run errands, you go out to buy or do something. For example, to pick up a parcel, send a letter, do some grocery shopping, etc. For instance, when he was a child, he ran errands for his grandma. When he was a child, he ran errands for his grandma. When he was a child, he ran errands for his grandma. Kiedy był dzieckiem, załatwiał sprawy dla swojej babci. When he was a child, he ran errands for his grandma. Another example. I've been running errands all day. I'm exhausted. I've been running errands all day. I'm exhausted. I've been running errands all day. I'm exhausted. Cały dzień załatwiam sprawy. Jestem wyczerpana. I've been running errands all day. I'm exhausted. So now, as you've learned both phrases, Let's wrap it up. I would like us to hear these two expressions in one sentence. Practically, we could say that this one sentence can be your espresso to go. Our context for the phrases is: I don't like when other people do me favors, so I always run my errands by myself. I don't like when other people do me favors, so I always run my errands by myself. I don't like when other people do me favors, so I always run my errands by myself. Nie lubię, kiedy inni ludzie wyświadczają mi przysługi, więc zawsze sama załatwiam moje sprawy. I don't like when other people do me favors, so I always run my errands by myself. Brilliant! You've just learned, or perhaps revised, two English phrases. That means you did something to improve your English skills. Well done! Now, I encourage you to make your own sentence with these two expressions and write it down. In that way, you will remember the phrases even better. I really hope that you enjoyed this short lesson. You will find the transcript of this episode directly on my website or at the link in the description of the episode. I'll do my best to deliver espresso episodes regularly. In the meantime, you can also find a lot of useful English phrases in my ebooks and online courses that you can get in my virtual shop. Visit my website www.angielskidokawy.pl or my Instagram @angielskidokawy. Thanks for listening and talk to you soon!